The 630 Chad Afternoon News with Jalen Nye and Andrew Gross. Weekdays at 2 on 630 Chad.
Engaging conversation with Jalen Nye and Andrew Gross. Breaking news with Eileen Bell and sports with Morley Scott. This is the Afternoon News on 630 Chad, Edmonton's breaking news and conversation station.
It is 3:06 on a Thursday afternoon. Brenton Dreger filling in for Andrew and Jalen today. And while they're away enjoying their time in Mexico, we're having some fun back here in the studio. And really excited about the next hour because this is the segment that we've dubbed Teen Talk, subtitled Questions Us Old People Want to Ask Teenagers But Never Really Had the Chance. So pretty excited that this is going to work out. And we have in studio with us Liam Frost, Caitlin Weinkauf, and Mumbi Wahome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you in studio. Really excited to pick your brains for the next hour on what it's like to be a teenager. We're going to cover all kinds of ground this afternoon and want to get people as well to text in questions if they have them to 630-630, and we'll work them in as we can go on throughout the hour. Maybe before we start, we can just kind of go down the row and give us a brief introduction of who you are and, you know, what grade you're in, that kind of thing. So let's go down the row.
Sure. I'm Liam Frost. I'm a grade 11 student at Louis Saint Laurent. I'm heavily involved in lots of athletics and extracurriculars at my school and club sports and lots of different things. And
okay.
It's, yeah.
I'm Caitlin Weinkauf. I'm in grade 10 at Louis. Play lots of sports, lots of school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Hey, I'm Mumbi Wahome. I'm also in grade 11 at Louis, and I'm on the basketball team at Louis as well. And yeah, 16.
Okay. Now maybe I can get a bit of a history. So are you all like born and raised Edmontonians? Have your families lived here for a long time, or what's kind of the history that way?
Yeah. My dad's from Ireland and,
really?
We have a lot of, well, I was introduced to like sports, like soccer really early on. So like that was kind of what I was introduced to just by his background. But my mom lived in Edmonton all her life, and that's where my parents met.
Okay. Caitlin?
I was born in Edmonton, lived in Edmonton for most of my life. I lived in California when I was younger for like a year. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And Mumbi?
Well, my parents are both from Kenya, and I wasn't born here. I was born in Botswana, but I've been here since I was 6.
Okay. All right. So we've kind of got a broad stroke here of kind of in that sense. That's cool. All right. I kind of thought maybe the first big topic we could hit on was technology, because when people think of the younger generation, they are growing up with all kinds of technology at their fingertips. They're basically born with a screen right in front of their face. When people say that, like, do you think, man, like, you just sound so old? Like, didn't everybody grow up with an iPad and then a smartphone? And or like, what does that sound like to you when old people say things like that?
Well, I don't know, because I feel like we were in this generation where technology was just kind of getting to its prime. Like, I didn't have a phone till I was in grade 6. So we weren't, like, really part of that age of just having the iPads and all this. We were part of the age where it just started to become a thing. But I guess I can see in the younger generation how.
Yeah, like my, I didn't get my first phone till I went into grade 10, actually.
Cool.
And yeah, we had like a family iPad we shared. Like I have two brothers, an older one and a younger one. My older brother only got his phone when he went into grade 10. And my younger brother, he's in grade 8 and he doesn't have a phone. So like in my house, my parents are pretty strict when it comes to technology and
so,
such.
So were you like the only person in your class that was like, were you feeling left out or?
Yeah, kind of. I can only think of like one person I knew who she had like an iPod, and we were like iPod buds kind of because everyone else had a phone and we were like the only two that didn't.
What about you, Liam?
I think like a lot of like, as you say, old people are worried maybe that we're missing out of like the good times that they had when they were young, because we're so involved with technology and stuff. But I think it's a different time, and like they're kind of worried that we're we're not experiencing the childhood memories that they have, but I think we're kind of creating our own with the time that it is.
So you don't feel like you've missed out on the wonders, the innocence of childhood?
No, personally, like, I'm not really big into technology. I don't like, I wouldn't want to go play Xbox or play a video game. I'd rather go outside and do things and go adventure and stuff like that. But I know people like my brother, for example, he's really into the technology, and my parents worry about, like, him spending too much time and not being able to, like, socialize and get out and...
Hmm, okay. Now, so you all have smartphones?
iPhone.
Okay, yeah, sir. Okay. So smart. Okay. Yeah. So what kind of a smartphone do you have? You have an iPhone?
iPhone.
I have a Motorola.
Motorola. Is that a smartphone or is that like a flip thing or what is that?
No, it is a smartphone, but I do get roasted a lot. Because it's not the iPhone. Which is unfortunate, but does the same.
Well, good for you for forging your own path, Liam.
Yeah, thank you.
That's great of you. So what would you say are like your favorite apps on your phone? What do you go to the most?
Snapchat.
Okay.
For me, Snapchat and Visco, probably.
I'll just come right out and say I'm an old fogey. I don't know what Visco is.
Oh, it's like a picture kind of app. Like, you post photos and stuff. You can edit them. But it's like with Instagram, like, you don't really have like likes or like stuff like that. Oh. It's kind of just more like photography.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What restrictions now? Caitlin, you talked a bit about how your parents didn't let you have a phone until you were in grade 10. And before that, it was just you were slumming it with the iPod.
Yeah.
Mumbi and Liam, what about you? What kind of restrictions did your parents have? I guess, when were you allowed to get a phone? And maybe now that you have one, are there any restrictions? Do your parents get a say over... how much you use it?
I remember being in elementary when I got my first iPod, and then during elementary and junior high, my parents would turn off Wi-Fi. We had Wi-Fi from like 8 a.m. till 7:30 if we were lucky, and then there'd be no Wi-Fi, so we had to go to bed. Like, we couldn't be on your phone, you couldn't talk to your friends. That was my major restriction.
At 7:30 p.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I know your mom's listening in the other room, so...
she already knows.
What about you, Liam?
I think my first phone was in grade 7, just because, my parents needed to get a hold of me after and to organize where I was going to be and everything like that. So, and I'm the youngest of 4, so I think I had 3 go past before me.
Oh, yeah.
So they kind of got a little bit... They kind of got used to that, so they got to see, like, how it affects and stuff like that.
Okay, so your older siblings have no doubt given you lots of grief about how hard they had it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All the time. All the time.
Who's more addicted to your phones, you or your parents?
My parents.
Really?
And I can defend it.
Okay.
Because in our generation, we were exposed to, like, this technology. Okay, stop.
Yeah, Caitlin and Liam are turning around and looking at your mom.
No, we were exposed to, like, these iPads, and we're kind of like used to it, and it kind of gets, I don't know, not boring per se, but we already know how it works and stuff. But for my mom and my dad, like, it's all kind of like new to them, you know? So they have a deeper interest and like compassion towards their phone. And also, my mom knows whenever I'm talking to her, she'll be on her phone. But whenever she's talking to me, like, I'm always attentive. So I feel like...
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's shattering, I think, what people think about when they think about young people. Like, they're glued to their phones. They're not engaged. I don't know. Remember that that Apple commercial a few years ago where it was it was the kid who looked like he was on his phone for the entire holiday season, and the family kept being like, oh, they look over at him while presents were being opened or while the family was sledding, and they'd just be so disappointed and shaking their heads. And then at the end of the commercial, it turns out the whole time he's been filming on his Apple smartphone, and he shows like this beautiful movie that he edited together, and the whole family just, you know, feels bad for how they misunderstood this teenager. No? Nobody else has seen it. All right. Well, at least I was trying. So what about the rest of you? Parents or you? Who's more addicted to the phone?
I would say in my family, it would probably be like the kids are more addicted than the parents. But my dad, he's pretty addicted to his phone. Like, same with Mumbi. Like, you'll be talking to him and he'll, like, be on his phone. But I think, like, I'm guilty of doing that too. So are my brothers, so.
So what rules would you give your parents if you could about their smartphone use?
What rules?
Yeah. Do you think they need some rules?
maybe, I don't know, I'd kind of give them a taste of their own medicine, read over the text.
Yes. And, yeah.
Turn off Wi-Fi.
Turn off the Wi-Fi whenever
from,
you feel like
from
it.
From 6:30 in the morning to 9 in the morning, because that's when they go on it most. And we get to go on it most at night, so, because that's when we're done. But, yeah, just to give them a little taste.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, it's 3:16. We need to take a quick break. More with our Teen Talk panel after this on 6:30 CHED. It's 3:20 on the 6:30 CHED afternoon news. My name's Brenton Dreger, welcoming the Teen Talk panel here to 6:30 CHED studios. Caitlin Weinkoff, Liam Frost, and Mumbi Wahome. Thanks for stopping in. We're talking about technology because, I mean, honestly, that's what us old people think about when they think about teenagers is how much time they're spending on their screens and how easily it comes to them and growing up in the digital age and all that. We were talking just before the break a bit about, you know, what smartphone you have, when you got one, that kind of a thing. And a great question was brought up on the text line to 630-630 is who pays? So how do you navigate that with your parents? Do they pay? Do you pay? Do you split it? Who covers the cell phone bill?
My parents pay for my cell phone bill.
The whole thing?
The whole thing. I'm reminded of it, but they pay.
Like they hang it over your head kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, hold it over. Okay.
My parents pay, but like they say, like, since it's theirs, since they pay for it, they can have it whenever they want. So like my parents turn the, or they make us, me and my brothers, hand in our phones at 10 o'clock every night. Wow. So like, okay, we can't keep them in our rooms or anything. Yeah, it goes in their room at 10 o'clock at night. And yeah, so they just have like full power over, like since they pay for it, they have full power over.
So they could take it at any time and check see what your conversations are with your friends.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Do they
take
it every night?
Yep.
That's not how it works in your house, Mumbi?
No, wait, even when you do nothing wrong, they still take it.
Yeah, they take it every night.
Hopefully your mom's not getting ideas over there.
Yeah, huh? That's what I'm saying.
What about you, Liam?
My phone, I split the bill with my mom, and yeah, so I get a lot more freedoms than Caitlin, I guess.
was it that way from the beginning?
Yeah, I think so. It wasn't, like, there's times where it's kind of more become a problem when it's kind of taken over and, like, I've spent a lot more time on it than usual. Then it's, like, mentioned and maybe, like, I've been told, like, okay, you gotta kind of ease up and...
Oh.
But I'm usually pretty good at, like, listening and, you know, to what they tell.
So there's a bit of a threat that if you don't cut down on your phone usage, you might have to pay for the whole thing yourself? Is that what is implicit there?
More to take it away, but...
Oh, yeah, okay. Like, okay.
But, yeah, for paying, no, we split it 50-50.
Okay.
If I wanted... We usually do like the basic plans, but if I wanted to do anything like upgraded, then I would have to pay more.
Okay. Now I wanted to ask you about this, and I want to be a bit careful about it because I don't want to get too nosy on the dating aspect of it here. But do people still ask each other out in? Do kids these days still ask each other out in person, or do you now do it via text or through an app? How does that work?
I think there is a lot of a talk that goes on technology, a lot more than like in the past when technology wasn't as available.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people still ask each other out in person. And but for example, like when I notice in the halls, like a lot of people like aren't as good as talking in person, like because there's a lot of people that will go on their phone a lot, so they're not as... The people that are... Yeah, okay. There's a lot of people that will spend a lot of time on their phone, and you notice that they're not as good...
At communicating.
Like, communicating.
Person.
Being social and...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mumbi, Caitlin, anything to add to that?
No, there are a few people who do ask each other out in person and stuff. I just think, like, maybe it all initiates over texting and stuff. You get to know who the person is, whether you like them or not, like, over social media, FaceTiming, whatever, and then you eventually have to build the nerve to talk to them in person.
I think it's more genuine if it happens in person.
I agree.
Okay.
But
I think a lot of older people are going to be reassured to hear that. That's good. How many social... So we talked a bit about the apps on your phone. Actually, I think we only heard from Caitlin. I don't know if we heard from Liam and Mumbi on that. What apps are on your phone, or what are, like, your go-to apps?
Instagram and Snapchat.
Okay.
I would say the same.
Right?
And YouTube.
YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I go a lot.
Okay.
YouTube.
How many social media accounts do you have?
Two?
Snapchat
and Instagram.
Okay.
I'd say three. Facebook.
Oh, your Facebook.
You use Facebook.
I got it because apparently, like, my grandparents
got
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I decided, you know, like, if my grandparents can do it, I can do it too. Like, another social media. I don't know how to use it. I haven't spent time on it.
Is that kind of a rarity for kids in high school to have a Facebook account?
Like, no one says follow me on Facebook. It's follow me on Instagram.
I think if you have a Facebook account in high school, I think it's more to, like, be able to, like, keep up with, like, more family. Yeah, maybe not so much your friends.
So you're like your aunts and uncles and your grandparents.
Aunts, uncles, cousins, like, that maybe don't live in the city or you don't, like, see all the time. Mm-hmm. I think it's more for that if you have Facebook.
It's kind of like...
But I don't have it, so I'm not sure.
And that's kind of like Skype. It's just for Skyping the older relatives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of Skype, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's kind of the philosophical question. We've got about a minute left here. Do you think social media is a positive or a negative influence in your life?
In our lives or in, like, everyone else?
Either way, however you want to answer that. You don't have to get personal if you don't want to.
I think that it has, like, positives, obviously, but I think it's, like, one of the big negatives is, like, people, like, you can't, in a text, you can't tell, like, what the person actually means, like, if there's, like, sarcasm or, like, that, like, you can't read too much into text, and I think, like, just having that, like, face-to-face conversation is a lot more important than on a text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I see a lot of positives with it because, like, Google Classroom or whatever, you can talk to your teachers easier, able to, like, do your projects. You don't have to be in person all the time to do it. I just think it makes a lot of school-related things a lot easier.
I guess, and as Liam said earlier, you can see who might spend a lot of time communicating that way because it hurts their face-to-face communication.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, Kay, let's take a quick break here for the 3:30 news. Lots more to get to on our Teen Talk panel with Caitlin, Liam, and Mumbi, all high school students at Louis St. Laurent. You can text us your questions to 630-630, and we'll come back with more after this on 630 Chet.
With Jalen Nye and Andrew Gross, breaking news with Eileen Bell, and sports with Morley Scott. This is the Afternoon News on 630 Chet, Edmonton's breaking news and conversation station.
3:38, we continue our chat with the Teen Talk panel. Liam Frost, Caitlin Weinkoff, and Mumbi Wahomi. Questions old people ask young people when they finally get the chance. Text to 630-630 says, at 31, I've never felt more ancient than I do right now. You just busted out a word that, Liam, that I had no idea what it was. We were talking about social media posts because I think older people have this impression that, like, social media, it's this big scary thing, like, that's where all the bullying happens. Mm-hmm. And you post a photo and right away people are tearing into you. But you said you used the word to describe the positive aspect of it.
Gassed.
So use that in a sentence.
Wow,
girls,
Caitlin,
gas each other up.
You're so gassed.
Girls gas each other up?
Yeah.
And so what does that mean?
We were, like, talking, like, if a girl were to post a photo, because a lot of people would... We were saying how older people would say, like, how people would get bullied or, like... And then me and Mumbi said that we were like, no, when girls post photos, a lot of the time, like, their friends gas each other up or, like, gas them up on their post.
Making them feel good.
Yeah.
And complimenting them and, like, hyping them up.
It's a good word.
Yeah.
It's a good word. All right. Okay. Bubba weighs in on the text line here, too. And we were talking about social media apps early. He says, the worst is when my mom got Facebook and added me. It's like, really? Now my grandma has Snapchat. Now I'm filtering my club nights.
Yeah, my... It, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
my mom, she got Snapchat and my brother blocked her.
And how did that go over?
She was not very happy about that.
My mom just made a Bitmoji. So,
oh my goodness.
Recently,
which made a what now?
A Bitmoji, okay. Which is kind of like a little avatar that you make on Snapchat, and you just pick like your hairstyle, your hair color, your outfit, and everything. Mm-hmm. So I walked in on her one night, and she was making a Bitmoji before bed.
And
so.
She made it by herself? Like, didn't need any like instructions from you or your siblings?
No, I don't know. She I don't know how she figured out how to do it. I didn't know how to think about it. Told her she wasn't allowed to have a Bitmoji.
I've been meaning to ask you this too, Caitlin, Liam, and Mumbi, about when you first walked in, one of the first things I asked you off the air was, be honest, have any of you ever listened to 630 CHED? So tell me, I mean, what's your experience with even with an AM news radio station?
I wouldn't listen to 630 CHED like on my own probably, but like if I'm with my dad in the car on the way to school, we listen to like 630 CHED because he likes the sports talk.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of it here. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Anybody else?
630 CHED. when I go into my grandma's car or my okay. my grandpa's car, usually 630 CHED is on, and it's what's his name?
Bob Layton.
Bob Layton.
That's usually if someone's like, what's his name? It's usually Bob Layton or Brian Hall is usually the correct answer to that question.
Bob Layton.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's well-known, distinct voice. Okay, wanted to switch gears a little bit to money. We talked a lot about technology. Do any of you have jobs?
No.
Have you ever had a job or even like a casual job?
Chores.
you get paid for chores?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Like what kind of chores? What are we talking about here?
Like cooking for my family, cleaning like not just my room, it goes deeper than that, like vacuuming. The bathroom is another chore I just got introduced to, like the toilet and stuff. So I'm looking for a raise.
Looking for a raise.
Yeah. All right, Caitlin, Liam, what about you?
I used to get an allowance, but I don't anymore. So
when did it stop? At what age?
Probably grade 7 or grade 8. I can't really remember, but
wait, why did it stop?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask my mom or my dad.
You didn't lobby a complaint, hey?
I probably tried to, but...
Huh.
Yeah.
I had a summer job working construction, just laboring for my dad, and that was pretty casual, but...
Like family business?
Yeah.
What kind of work?
Residential, like, renovations. So, I did some of that. Learned how to drywall and hang doors and baseboards and stuff like that.
Nice.
But pretty casual. And I do get allowance, but that's kind of house chores. I don't know if that's what you meant, Mumbi. Like, you get paid for doing things around the house. Like, I'm sure if I didn't do my jobs around the house, you wouldn't get your chores. I mean, you wouldn't get your allowance.
Okay. So you don't get paid over and above per chore on the checklist kind of thing?
No.
Okay. It's just a reciprocal type thing.
Yeah.
Now, what about summer jobs? Anybody planning to get a job this summer?
Yes. I've applied for a job at Windermere Golf Course.
Okay.
I don't know if I've got it yet. Maybe the guy's listening.
You know, oh, dear.
There's no way this guy's getting hired. But I don't know. We'll find out, I guess. I applied, and hopefully I can get a job there. It's going to be tough because there are early starts for the golf course because you have to do maintenance for the grounds.
So you're up before the sunrise?
Yes, very early. And then, yeah.
The sun gets up early here in the summer.
It does, but yeah. I get up earlier, I guess.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Well, I might.
Oh, yeah, right. It depends.
I'm not going to say that I am going to because I don't know.
Okay. Caitlin, what about you?
I don't have a job right now other than just, like, babysitting casually. But this summer, like, I have to finish my training this spring, but I'm going to be swim instructing this summer for the city of Edmonton.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Okay. Mumbi?
Not planning on working.
No. Your mother is crestfallen. No, I'm just kidding. No,
my parents won't let me work.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want to work, so it's a great agreement.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why don't they want you to work?
Because they want me to focus on school, and I have summer school. this summer, and I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mumbi Wahomie, Liam Frost, Caitlin Weinkoff, all high school students at Louis St. Laurent. They're part of our Teen Talk panel. Maybe we can shift gears a little bit to school. What subjects do you take in school? This will sound like totally an old fogey kind of question, but I think people are probably wondering, so your subjects in school, do you still take the basics like math, English, science, social studies? What do you take?
Yep, I take the basics, and I'm also doing physics, chemistry, and bio. I'm taking all sciences.
That's a lot of science, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking all the basics, and then, like, Mumbi, all three sciences, and then math 31.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Me too. The basics, biology, mm-hmm. and general science. There's a big choice, kind of, like, between going, you can either take your three sciences, like, physics, chem, and bio, mm-hmm. or you can take your general science, depending on what you want to go into, but mm-hmm. I'm just taking my general science and biology, and some options, like the options go...
What are the options? Like, what kind of are you taking any, like, off-the-wall kind of option courses? What are the options?
My options are band.
Okay.
And sports performance, hopefully next semester.
Oh.
But... yeah, that's the only ones I'll be taking in high school.
Okay.
I only have band because I'm doing all sciences, so right. I can't afford another option.
Liam?
I take drama this semester. Next semester, I'm taking sports performance and foods.
What?
I took foods this semester.
Foods?
Yeah.
You're like, I like foods.
Yeah, I do,
what,
too.
What, like, is that like a modern-day home ec? Is that like a dated phrase? You're like, well, it's home ec. But
no, it's...
Yeah, go ahead.
Some schools like call it food, some call it home ec. Like my junior high called it home ec.
Okay.
Louis calls it foods. I think it's the same thing.
Okay. And sports performance, you both brought that up. What is that? Is that like kind of a precursor to a kinesiology athletic therapist kind of thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, really?
You do lots of modules about, the body and stuff.
Human anatomy?
Yeah.
Huh, fun. Okay.
And then you work out.
And then you get like workout plans, and then you actually, like it's... kind of rotates your days, which days you work out, and some days you'll...
Now, are you all student athletes as well? Liam, you mentioned you played on some sports teams. What about you, Caitlin and Mumbi?
We're both on the basketball team.
Yeah, me and Mumbi are both on the basketball team. I played school volleyball. Liam played school volleyball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes when people talk about school, actually, you know, we got to take a break, but I think when we come back, we'll talk a bit about this, is when us old fogies talk about school and we hear about curriculum changes and that kind of thing, we get really like, well, kids these days don't learn their times tables anymore, and they hear about new math and that kind of thing. So I want to find out just exactly what you are being taught in school when we come back here with the Teen Talk panel on 630 CHED. On the 6:30 CHED afternoon news, back to wrap up our Teen Talk panel with Caitlin, Liam, and Mumbi, all high school students at Louis St. Laurent. Okay, we got to talk a bit about just what it is kids these days are learning in school. Parents, and I think just adults in general, often get a little bit like, oh, well, I hope they're still learning that because I had to endure that when I was in school, and so it's good for me. Multiplication tables.
No.
No?
Didn't memorize them.
Really?
Memorize them.
Wait, in school you had to memorize
them? Oh, no. My mom made me, when I was in grade four, she made me sit down every night and write them out up to 100. Not like the ones like, so like, yeah. She made me like go up to like when it equaled 100, and I had to do that every night until I memorized them.
Wow, I feel like I should quiz you now. This is going to turn into like a math quiz show, basically. I just want to quiz you. So no multiplication. So how do you do multiplication?
Calculator? It's actually a little bit embarrassing when somebody asks me, like, do you know your multiplication? Because it's bad and I don't know.
Like, really?
Very like, well.
Can I put you on the spot?
No.
No.
I was going to see you could 5 times 5. Okay. What about calm class? Do they still have that?
Yes. Yeah, they do. It's actually mandatory.
You have to
take it.
Yeah, have to graduate.
Okay.
It's just one, though. It's not like a 20, 10, 20, 30. It's just
one.
A general.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't think we can complete an hour-long teen talk panel without addressing this. Have you ever eaten a Tide Pod, or do you know anybody who has?
No, I haven't eaten one. No, I don't know anyone who has.
Never eaten one, and I don't know anyone who has eaten one either.
Just one person. Not never ate a Tide Pod, but went on his Snapchat story and commented about how stupid it was and how irresponsible you would be if you actually tried to do that.
Yeah, what is up with that?
I don't know.
I really don't get it, to be honest.
So it's not like you've ever even felt like, oh, I should do that. My friends dared me to.
No,
never.
Absolutely not.
No. I wanted to carve out a little bit of time for this, and we'll see if we actually have, we can sneak this in. I called it Teen Talk Trivia. So I thought I would just throw a sentence at you. When I was a teenager, blank. And then you can tell me if it was true or false. When I was a teenager, so you can just weigh in whoever thinks it's true or false, whatever, it's fine. When I was a teenager, my school first got the internet when I was in high school.
True.
Yeah, it was
true. I could see that.
It was true. I was high school in the late 90s. Okay. When I was a teenager, people were worried every computer in the world would fail at the same time because of a coding glitch.
Seems like one person maybe would think that. Not like a lot of people.
So false? Or true?
I would say...
Like, everyone thought that? Or
pretty much.
One person?
I would say true.
This was 1999. There was the Y2K... Oh, yes. So what year were you guys born?
True. 2002.
Oh, see, well, you were lucky that you were spared from the great apocalypse of the year 2000. Because that was the Y2K thing. We were all worried about the computer chips being programmed to the last... Anyway, it was.
So we
thought the world was going to end when the clock struck midnight at the end of 1998. No, it was true, but it never happened. Obviously, we're all still here and the computers still work. So, phew. When I was a teenager, my first job was delivering newspapers door to door on my bicycle.
True. I have friends that do it.
Do you have friends that do that?
Yeah.
Kids have a paper route?
Yeah.
Really?
On their bikes.
Wow. That's impressive. What do they deliver?
Newspapers?
I was meant like which one? There's a few of them.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We don't get into detail.
Okay.
I don't even think they know what newspapers are. It
doesn't matter. Maybe I should ask you this too. And it wasn't me that came up with this one. It was somebody a little bit older than me. But they said, when I was a teenager, the Oilers won the Stanley Cup. That was 1990, the last time the Oilers won the Stanley Cup. So that was like 11 years before you were born. Does anybody remember the last time the Oilers went to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah, 2006.
And
they lost.
Yes, they did. What do you remember about that? So you would have been, what, four or five?
Four.
Okay.
I remember sitting on my couch in my living room. We were all watching it. And I had, like, the little Oiler pom-poms. And I remember they lost, and my dad cried.
Yep. Yep, as a lot of people did. As a lot of people did. All right, well, we've got to call it a day. That was a lot of fun. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having us.
And make sure you tell all your friends to listen to the podcast, 630ched.com.
Yes.
They can listen back to the whole hour. Yes, Caitlin, don't worry. This has been documented for everyone to listen back to and
really?
Hear all your answers. So thanks a lot for coming in. That's Caitlin Weinkoff, Liam Frost, and Mumbi Wahomi, all students at Louis St. Laurent. Kate, we've got to run off to the news. And Eileen Bell is standing by.
The 630 CHED Afternoon News with Jaylen Nye and Andrew Gross. Weekdays at 2 on 630 CHED.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.